I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's check in and get the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast. Here's meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Ted and John. How you guys doing?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Yep, good.
Yeah, we made it to the end of the work week after a short work week. Ted, John, I know sometimes every now and again, you know, with people's days getting mixed up, maybe after having Labor Day off, sometimes that short work week can be a little long, especially after, coming off of a long weekend. But you know what? Chiefs got the W last night. Kansas State Fair starting today. It's going to be a pretty nice start to our weekend, especially when it comes to things going on in the weather department. I think that's going to be the cherry on top. For anybody that does plan on heading out to Hutchinson today for the first day of the Kansas State Fair, a couple of things. Weather worries going to be at a minimum. Not expecting a whole lot going on with our weather. And number two, make sure that you pick me up a turkey leg. I'd really appreciate that. All right, into the forecast, though. Partly cloudy skies at first, then turning mostly sunny. High of 84 degrees with a northeast breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Skies are going to be clear tonight with a low of 58. Early risers, especially before the sun comes up Saturday morning, you may want to grab that light jacket or at least have it nearby, maybe a windbreaker or something if you do plan on going out for an early morning walk, run, jog, anything like that. But then expecting more sunshine tomorrow. Temperature-wise, safe to say fall-like for our Saturday. High of 77 degrees. Staying dry all the way through Sunday with a high of 83. Things starting to kind of rebound and warm back up, but still pleasant out there under a partly cloudy sky. Next week, our winds are going to switch back out of the south. This is going to cause temperatures to return closer to normal for this time of year. So we'll be at 87 degrees on Monday, which is actually our average high right now. Then 88 Tuesday, and then we'll be right around 88 degrees clear through the end of next week. The only downside to the forecast, the fact that there's not much moisture in sight, of course, that's something that we still desperately need out there. Right now we're at 68 degrees with some breaks in the cloud cover, just a mixture of sunshine and clouds out there. North wind at 9 miles an hour, not too breezy out there just yet, but those winds should gradually pick back up a little bit more as we progress through the day.
Ronnell, if I bring you back a turkey leg from the fair, there's no doubt that Jeff Herndon will abscond and rip it out of my hand before it ever gets to you.
You know what? He'll use his telekinesis to do that. He won't even do it physically. As soon as you buy it, it'll just disappear.
Exactly.
That's how good he is with that stuff.
All right. Hey, sounds like it's going to be great weather, like you said, for the fair and for the opening of high school football tonight.
That's right. Yeah, it will be.
Awesome. Well, and Owen, last night the wind switched around a little bit out of the north and got a little rain.
Yeah, you know what? Wichita officially only picking up a trace. So, you know, I feel like over the last few weeks, that's been the trend. You know, we have these systems that come through. They give us a little bit of rainfall, and then we're just kind of playing a waiting game, when it comes to just something else heading our way. So, you know, even though travel going to be just fine, people heading back and forth to and from Hutchinson for the state fair, travel across the rest of the area, too, for anybody that's going to be doing any commuting around the Sunflower State. You know, on the bright side of things, things are going to be fine, but, you know, with Cheney Lake levels continuing to slowly drop, you know, we're still talking about water restrictions and stuff like that. You know, there's always that other side of the forecast where we need the moisture, but at least there's not going to be a whole lot going on weather-wise.
All right. Thanks for the update, and you have a great weekend. We thank you, Ronnell.
All right. You too.
That is the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:13 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Happy birthday today to a Wichita legend, Dr. James Rattigan, out at Wichita State University. And he's, of course, he's a legend on campus there, and it is his, I think it's his 89th birthday. Happy birthday to Dr. Rattigan. He's even got a building named after him,
Student
so
Center,
that's how we know he's important.
Yep.
Yes, Dr. Rattigan celebrating his 89th birthday today. Happy birthday, Dr. Rattigan. It let's see, we had another. Today is also, we want to look back at 60 years for Bishop Carroll High School. The dedication ceremony for Bishop Carroll High School was 60 years ago on this day out at Central and Tyler Road. Back when it was brand new, 60 years ago. Aren't there Carroll cheerleaders in the building?
I think there are. As a matter of fact, there are Carroll cheerleaders down the hall getting ready to do a Friday feature.
They're somewhere here in
one of our sister stations.
Got another birthday, too. A huge listener, Paul Atwater, celebrating a birthday today. Paul is a faithful listener to Steve and Ted in the morning. Another pillar of the community.
I think he's called into my show on a couple of occasions.
I'm sure he has.
Yes.
So happy birthday to Paul Atwater, celebrating a birthday today. A nice Steve and Ted listener out there having another big day. All right. There's some good birthdays today here on Steve and Ted in the morning. On a Friday, it is 7:15 with Steve and Ted. An ultra swimmer. I guess these are these people that go above and beyond. Trying to cross Lake Michigan. Well, it appears that did not make it.
What makes you an ultra swimmer?
That's a good question.
Okay.
If you're doing something that can't be done, then I guess you're an ultra swimmer.
Okay.
His name is Jim Dreyer. He's back on shore, according to his online tracker. He's nicknamed the Shark. He began swimming Monday night in Grand Haven, Michigan. And the idea is just to keep swimming until you hit Wisconsin.
Okay.
He's 61 years old.
Wow.
Oh, man. His goal was to swim from Michigan to Milwaukee, 80 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Lake Michigan, which is not a pleasant body of water.
No.
No.
And he started at night, so that's a cold swim.
Now, listen to this. He did it back in 1998.
Okay.
But he was a younger man then.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That was 26 years ago.
I was going to say.
So what would his age have been then? He would have been, in his 30s,
his
mid-30s.
Okay.
So he tried it again when he was 61, and apparently it didn't work because...
How far did he get?
According to his online... It doesn't say. It just says according to his online tracker, he's back on shore. So he didn't make it this time. Well, bless his heart, he tried. Ultra swimmer, the Shark, Jim Dreyer.
More like a minnow. Didn't quite make it.
I can't even dip my toe in Lake Michigan. That thing is nasty.
Yeah, it's
It is cold and ugh.
I wouldn't have tried.
No, but,
I stick to the hot tub and the bath.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.